Black Compass, Black Compass Media. Salute to everybody tuning in, everybody live in the building. We back, man. Happy holidays. Thanksgiving on the way. We back with a special one. Let me get my guy Tone in the building. Tone, what's up with you?
Tone, bro, Black Compass Media, man. Checking in. Shout out to everybody that's out there now, man. Make sure you subscribe. Black Compass BCM on Twitter and all that. Yeah, Polo, it's about that time. Get that turkey ready. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on, man. It's, you know, shout out to all my people upstate New York. I want to say that. You know what I mean? Dedicate this show to them. They got like 77 inches of snow. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So big shout out to them, man. But I want to get this started, Polo, because we got up here, I think, in my opinion, one of the most prolific artists as far as the game is concerned. You know what I'm saying? You've seen him put pain in throughout the South. In my humble opinion, I think without this brother, like a lot of this stuff you see on this stage, like maybe it might not have gone over like that. Somebody had to pave the way, and this brother put them tracks in the snow. Now making his mark in the entrepreneurial realm with the Haymaker and all that too, and with the new EP out right now, No More Apologies, man. This is the man himself, D-Top. What's going on, bro?
What up, game? I appreciate y'all having me, man. Black Compass Media in the building.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, it's good. It's good to see you, bro. You look happy and things of that nature, man. But let the fans know, man. How's T-Top doing, man? What's up?
Blessed, brother. I'm blessed, man. Like you said, man, No More Apologies is out right now. Y'all please go stream that, go download that. It's available anywhere you listen to your music at, whether it's YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal. You don't know the rundown. But yeah, I'm blessed, bro. I'm glad the music is being received well, bro. I've been nervous to put out music and release music, especially with the new sound and everything I got to offer like that. So I'm so happy for the response right now. I'm in a good space. Everything good, bro.
Right, right. I mean, it to me, you know, as a fan of your work, and I often joke, last time I saw you, I was joking about getting the Bare Necessities, like, CD. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that, for me, that's like, you know, I listen to that. I'm in the gym. You know what I mean? I'm lifting weights and all that. I'm in a different type of mode. I feel like sonically you was doing something a little bit different with this project. A lot more melody infused type of work. So what made you go into that direction as far as this sound that you got on this EP?
I'm going to keep it real, bro. All right. So like, you know, like in battle rap, bro, I feel like we all get paid and for doing what we do at a high level, for rap at a high level, a technical level, a really, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when I go into the studio and record, I really don't have no boundaries, so I can really make music that I feel good about. And you know what I'm saying? That I relate to and that I want to make, the sound I want to make, rather than feeling like, oh, because I battle, I got to go in there and spit a mean 16, or I got to go in there and you know what I mean? I could do what I feel good, what feels good to me and what I love to do. And that's what I love to do, bro. Like, anybody that know me personally know I listen to R&B music. I listen to pop music constantly on a regular. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I do. That's the type of music I love. I love rap too. So I just do what I feel now rather than try to stick to a script. And you know, I reach deeper levels on this project, bro. In the new music in general that I got, because I'm sitting on a clip. So, like, you know, like, the new music I'm doing is more relatable, it's more in-depth, it's more like, you know what I'm saying? It feels like it's more real to me, you know what I'm saying, than the other music I was making, which was good music, but it ain't touching this. I'm gonna keep it funky. Mm. And this new level, I mean, I feel like I found my pocket. I feel like I found my sound. I feel like I found, you know, my vocal ranges and how to use my different tones. And I just grew. Musically, I just grew from the other projects, you know? Like, I haven't released a project since 2018. That's almost 5 years ago, you know what I'm saying? So I've grown as a man, I've grown as an artist, I've grown as a person, you know? So the music is just different for me now. It's more grown.
Okay.
What was some of the, so for this project, what's the theme of this project?
The theme is No More Apologies, bro. I'm sorry, I'm not sorry, man. You know, I'm not sorry for being a battle rapper. I'm not sorry for taking that lane, and I'm not sorry for putting out this good music. I'm not sorry for nothing, bro. I'm not apologetic. I'm gonna put this out there and I'm gonna force it down your throat. Pause. You know, that's type of time I'm on. You're gonna hear me everywhere. I got this shit playing on every station out here in the South right now. I got this shit going crazy, bro. Like, And so it's just an unapologetic feel. You know what I'm saying? Like we get that roadblock so many times as we want to step into the music industry as, oh, he's a battle rapper, oh, he's a battler. I'm not sorry for being a battler. I'm not sorry for picking that first or you know what I'm saying, and doing that and making my mark in that community first before I step into this lane.
Nah, right. So
y'all going to take this, y'all going to accept it, and y'all going to wait till, because I'm giving you undeniable music. So that's when you can talk heavy, is when you can't talk heavy if the music is not there, bro. Right. And I'm going to talk heavy because the shit is there. You know what I'm saying? So y'all going to take it, y'all going to love it, and I got more on the way. Just, you know what I'm saying? I just ask that the people support it as they support the battle rappers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as the battles and shit. I understand y'all battle rap fans, but you can't tell me y'all don't listen to music every day. Everybody listens to some form of music. I don't care if you walk into Walgreens or something, something playing. So everybody listens to music, bro. So, like I just said to my mans, like, you can't blame them if you can't blame the people, is what I'm saying, if battlers ain't coming with the quality of music that they're used to hearing on a regular basis. Like nobody's gonna play your record if they just play Drake in their headphones and then the quality goes from here to there. You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking on recording quality. I'm speaking on the vocal performance. I'm speaking on your lyrics. I'm speaking on the concept. I'm speaking on the arranging of the record. Everything of the record has to be what they're used to hearing. Your visuals got to be on the level that they're used to seeing, or they're not going to put you in their everyday rotation. They're not going to be, why would they? Why would they add you to their playlist where they got Lil Baby and Uzi, and then they got to hear like the next song come on, like you recorded in your basement, and sound like you just wanted to spit a hard 6-10. It's not giving them the same feel. You know what I'm saying? It's not giving them that, I can add this to my laundry day playlist. Or I can add this song to my workout playlist. Oh, this song right here, I could put this on my flight playlist. I could put this on, you know what I mean? So you got to give them the same quality of music they used to hearing on that level. And that's what I think a lot of guys be missing. Not that guys don't make good music or guys can't rap on beats. We all could get crazy on beats, right? You know what I'm saying? I know they can. I don't know. And I like a lot of battle rappers' music. Like, I'm all for it. But they just got to know when they go into that lane that's what's going to separate them. You know what I'm saying?
Has your passion for making this mixtape kind of took away from your passion for battle rap? Or are you still interested?
I love battle rap, bro. If you ask me which one I love more, music, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, music gets me through every stage of life. It has since a kid. You know what I'm saying? It got me through everything I've ever went through. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure it's like that for a lot of people, but I'm definitely one of them guys who music makes everything. But I got a song for everything. You know what I'm saying? Not me personally, I record. I'm saying that, like, if I'm feeling this way, I could go play this by this artist. If I feel this, and it's been like that since I was a kid. I've been writing music since I was 9 years old, bro. You know, this is nothing new to me. This is all I ever wanted to do was music. You feel me? I didn't just decide one day, let me hop in the ring or battle rap because this looks cool, it looks fun. This is all I knew. You know what I'm saying? Other than what else I knew. So that was more the angle with it.
So for me, my favorite records, I mean, I like Help. Well, Scars obviously is dope. I mean, and the visual is dope on top of that. But for me, Help and Wait On It, I felt like was ill. And the thing I like about what you're doing is, you know, even though it's in that melodic pocket, it's not the same record. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it still has a level of versatility and all that. And as far as like some of the producers and some of the production, like you were saying, very, very quality. Like, who were some of the producers that you were working with? Like, what made you improve that sound? Was that a critique that your fans had, or just you pushing yourself?
Just pushing myself, bro. Like the type of producers and stuff I be the type of stuff I be doing. The type of stuff I be doing like right now is like I ain't gonna lie, I forgot the question. This nigga just said something to me.
Nah, you the realest. I was asking you about production, like what made you
I wanted to answer that. So yeah, bro. Production, I take production very, very serious, bro. And you know, like now that I have the production, like, as far as, because it's not the beat choice. It's everything that goes into the beats and everything that you could do with a beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, nowadays, mm-hmm. like, I used to be like, oh, this beat hot. Like, this is a hot beat. Let me get it. Let me write to it. Let me rap to it. Now, I don't do that, bro. I only go for the beats that I feel like I could make a fucking masterpiece to. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be the hottest beat in the world. I'll give it to my artists. You know what I'm saying? I got artists assigned to me, so I'll give it to one of my artists before I just feel like, oh, it's a hot beat. I just want it for myself. I pick beats that I feel like I could make a movie on, bro. So with this one right here, like, I work with some great producers. Loso Corleone, he's from Raleigh. He done produced
you
a lot.
Breaking up a little bit, Top. Your reception's kind of going in and out, whatever, like,
Paul. You might be moving in the dead zone.
You might be in a dead zone right now. We're going to try that.
Is it a little better?
You better now. Yeah, wherever you at right now.
All right, just stay my ass right here.
Stay your ass right here.
So I got, like, Loso Corleone is one of the producers here in Raleigh, North Carolina. He worked with a lot of major artists, man. Shout out Loso. He actually did the beat for me and Amon Shumpert, the record I put out a couple months ago. He mm-hmm. did that well. So he did Wait On It. And he did Amon Shumpert beat New Thing, which is both, like, up-tempo records. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? I love that up-tempo flavor from him. You know what I mean? D-Money is a well-known producer around the world. He's actually from North Carolina as well. He done did Rich the Kid, done did Migos. It's just so many artists to name from him. I can't even right. start. He's on the Culture albums. He's on so many different projects. D-Money. So he's here. He did Number 4 to Blame. I'm working backwards, my bad.
Number five,
was Wait On It.
That was right. my list. Blame and Love, you talking about.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is I got so many beats by D-Money, bro, and the ones I always record to and fell in love with. So every song I got from him, produced by him, is about a female or some kind of song related to love or something like that. So it's like when I hear his beats, those are the ones I fall in love with from him. And just like how when I listen to Loso beats, his up-tempo beats are the ones I fall in love with from him. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then we work our way up to number 3, Scars. Scars is done by my man Nico. He is from, not Ireland, Italy. 17. When he made the beat, he was 17. I believe he's 19 now. He made the beat when he was 17 years old. He sent it to me. He also did the beat that I'm going to put out, the song with me and Wyclef. Y'all probably get that next year or something like that. He did that beat as well. Shout out my boy Nico. Number 2, which is Water. Water is done by TNT XD. If y'all know, Pipe Me Up TNT. That's Rod Wave, number 1 producer. Everybody in the game, Dirk, he do everybody. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So shout out to TNT. And number 1, Help, was done by Cam J. He's also 17-year-old kid from, I want to say, Massachusetts or Connecticut. It's one of those two, man. I'm so sorry for messing up your state, bro. But he's so cool, man. He's so cool. He's a fan of battle rap. You know what I'm saying? He knows battle rap. And all of these guys are fans of battle rap that I'm speaking of. All of them are. So I picked all the beats from them guys that I just fell in love with.
Frozen again, T-Top.
Pieces with, you know what I'm saying? Sending my master.
Bro, you froze.
My bad.
Again.
I'll let you, because
I know we outside.
It's weird because we can still hear you clear.
We can still hear you clear the entire time.
Nah, my bad. Mm-hmm. So what I was saying was like, so I took the production serious on this one, and I'm involved with every step from the recording to the engineering to the mixing to the mastering to the beat selection. You know, like when I go through and mix and master the records with my engineer, we take out instruments, we add this, we add that, you know what I'm saying? Like, and do things that guys wouldn't even think of. Like right after Blame and Love, the hook come on, we take everything out and just have the bass going, doom, 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 have the guitar string, ding, ding. We could do what we want, bro, just be musically free. Like, it's amazing. And you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all hear the finished product, but the process is even more beautiful than the finished product, you know what I'm saying? So I'm very hands-on with my beats selection, my recording, engineering, mixing, the mastering process, everything, bro. Like, I love it. Like, I own my own studio. I'm at my studio right now. I own my own studio. So, I'm not playing. Like, we got a session in there right now. That's why I'm outside. But,
yeah.
We got some young boys in there. They getting crazy right now. They in there getting crazy. So,
are you signing guys out of North Carolina or, like,
yeah, I got four artists so far, man. So, shout out to Rock Tutta. He's coming up first. We got A Cash. We got Poop. We got Drip Patrol. We got a couple more artists. I can't say their name because they ain't signed that paper yet. And we're looking for some more guys, man. So if you're talented, pop, R&B, country music, bro, just come in and do your thing and let's see what we can work out, man. Let's see if it's a lane and Paul Life Entertainment for you.
Okay. Man, this is crazy, man.
I ain't gonna lie, Tom. You're doing your thing. I like that. That's fire.
Thank you, man.
Now, you know, and we can pivot to battle rap activities and things like that because this has been a competitive year, and it's been good to see a lot of breakout performances and stuff like that. Given the success that you have, right? Like we've seen you monopolize. You got the companies and the label, and you're making good music and stuff like that. Like, is it harder for you to tap back into that bag that a lot of fans kind of want? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of fans will say, I want the hand-to-hand T-top. I want the UFF T-top. Like, I want, like, that. How do you even feel in that scenario? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like, you want my honest opinion, bro?
Yes, sir. I do.
I feel like I be feeling right here. Don't get mad at me. Don't cut me off again because y'all just now getting back in my good grace. I'm just now getting back in y'all good grace. So I ain't trying to fuck that up. Right. You hear me?
Right.
But what I was feeling like was they wasn't really respecting the growth. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not outside hand to hand right now. You know what I'm saying? Well, y'all see me when I, you know, my haymaker and all that, but right. I'm not out there moving gram to gram and standing on the corner no more. Like, I mean, I can remind y'all that I did that if that's what, you know what I'm saying? But I've done so much in my life and I got so much more to fucking talk about. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That's how I be feeling. But like, even with the Holmesy battle right here, I just did the Holmesy battle light work. I gave him a glimpse of that back. And I guess they loved it, man. They had me winning the fucking battle. You know what I'm saying? And I think our battle is at like over 6 million views right now.
Yeah.
I think we got the highest
y'all light did work
battle. Yeah, heavy. We got the highest view light work battle, and we got the only light work battle to hit World Star so far. So,
Hustle and She just hit it.
Hustle and She?
Yeah, they just hit it too. Mm-hmm.
They hit World Star?
Yeah, they hit World Star.
Well, before this morning, I was the only one. before this motherfucking morning happened, I was on fun. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Hustle, shout out to She, man. They put on, they did their motherfucking numbers.
Right.
We at 6 million. You feel me? We at 6 million right now. That's how many views we at right now. You know. You know, I got in that bag, and I think they appreciated it for the moment. So, you know, I tap into it when it's time to. You feel me? But
do you feel like? You feel like you get the respect you deserve because you're somebody that's been putting on for a long time. And I feel like even if you have a few slip-ups, I feel like people kind of be on you. You feel like you
get the respect. Oh, they on me. T-Top can't do no wrong, bro. T-Top can't do no wrong. I'm telling you. Like, T-Top can't do no wrong. If I do something wrong, they on me.
Mm-hmm.
If I do anything, they on me, King. So, I don't know, bro. I just learned to roll with the punches as far as, you know what I'm saying, the career-wise go because I've been dealing with, you know, everybody's career is going to be a roller coaster. You're never going to stay on top. You're never going to stay at the bottom unless you choose to stay at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? But it's inevitable. Right. You're never going to just stay at the top in this game. You know what I'm saying? Like, we done seen that over and over and over. Who's the hot guy? You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
As far as that go, like, I don't really trip, bro. I just know that I'm always going to be T-Top. I'm a big draw. They always going to book me because they know that I'm worth, you know, they know what's going on. So, I don't even think they be listening to the fans too much because if they did, they wouldn't book my motherfucking ass to the fans. I would keep the fucking. That's why I be, yo, I ain't gonna front you. I show love sometimes. Like, yo, no, Beasley, Chico could have been like, nah, niggas ain't fucking with T-Top, man. We ain't put that nigga on the card. Nigga, they still book me whenever I want to be booked. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta show them love for that, bro. I got to, you know, that's just being real.
Okay. Oh, no, my fault. Go ahead, Tom.
My joint
kind of went in and out. Now with Easy the Block Captain, you know, everybody with Easy the Block Captain, that kind of was like a battle. Everybody, you know what I mean? The new plug talk versus the old plug talk. Kid Slade is kind of making that same noise.
My bad. Shout out to Kid Slade, man. I like what he got going on.
What we doing, Top?
Whenever, man. Whenever they make that call, look, y'all don't ever think it's me, because if this shit get prolonged a year or so, and I don't want y'all to be like, yo, T-Top, running, T-Top, ducking. Whenever they call and say, yo, Top, whatever, Slade, I'm like, let's do it. That's just that. You know what I'm saying? And they know I ain't lying. So whenever they, yo, we gonna do this, yo, we think about this for this. All right, let's do it.
Right.
Because he putting on, he doing his numbers, and I like the nigga.
Yeah, you was able to be there at Irving Plaza when
he got crazy.
He got crazy. Like, for you as an MC who's done that type of performance, giving us that type of work on stage, like, do you feel like, nah, he's here? Like, or you still feel like there might be a couple things that you was to hop in the ring with him that you would be able to show him?
Oh, I definitely could show him some shit. I ain't about to play that game. I definitely could show him some shit. But, you know, in the same breath, man, he put on an amazing performance that didn't need no critiquing that night. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did what he didn't need to be critiqued on at that moment. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to show him something for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, I think this year has been very competitive. And, I mean, the people put the names in here, right? Danny Myers, the old red. I keep seeing old red. People keep saying old red. You know, I think old red at his best is great in a volume type setting and all that. Like, what do you think about old red in particular? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because he's another guy who's had the kind of the roller coaster career. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's cool. He's good. He's a good rapper, man. I don't think he can fuck with me though. I'm gonna keep it funny. I don't think he can fuck with me. I know the fans been wanting to see it for a while. He gotta come to the big stage.
Okay, he gotta meet you at the stage.
Yeah, he gotta come out. Yeah. Right, you want me to come out, so he gotta come to a big stage, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's just pathetic. And he gotta get hot again. T-Top, I'm on, like, you know what I mean? I've never been not hot, not bookable. I've never been not relevant. I've never been not none of that. You know what I'm saying? I've been in URL 9 years.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm still on my first run. I've never sat down for no amount of time. I've never been, you've been seeing me consecutively for 9 years on your screen. And that's just on URL, so... you know, he want to come, tell him get hot. They come holler at that. I say that to say this.
Yeah.
Nah, man, shout out to O'Reilly. You know I'm talking shit, but I'm serious too. But I'm still talking shit.
So no volume. You don't want him in a small room. You said you want him on the stage.
Whatever. I went to war with B-Dot in volume. He ain't scared of me.
Yeah.
It was some madness, but it was a volume room.
Right.
Like, yeah, I mean. Yeah, I ain't scared of no work in no small room. But if he want to come play, he got to come play with the big dogs. You a big dog, right? All right, you a big dog, all right? Let's see how you do with 2,500 screaming at you.
God.
I done did it. I do it on the regular. I do that on the regular.
You know, what car would you want to see old red on? What car? No, what are we doing?
Oh, would I want to see him on like me? Nah, I don't give a fuck. Long as it's a big stage, as long as he can, long as it ain't in a room with damn 40 people, I don't give a fuck what event it is. I ain't tripping on the name. I ain't tripping on the name of the card. I just want that big stage.
Okay. And then we'd be remiss if we didn't mention Calico. Shout out to Cal. I mean, that to me, that's long overdue.
Oh, that'll happen whenever, man. You know. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. That Calico battle is gonna be crazy. That's gonna be a crazy one.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that'll happen, man. Whenever. We was booked a couple times, man. Cal be bullshit. I ain't fucking with Cal. Cal be
bullshit. Do you feel like the Carolina torch has been passed down the swamp?
Shit, it's supposed to be. I mean, I went, I don't know if it's passed down, like I ain't still got that motherfucking torch. Like, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? But I think he's a great addition to the Carolina brand, bro. Just to inject, bro. I feel like he came in and he's making his mark. You know what I'm saying? He came in, you know, he picked a fight with the bear. You know what I'm saying? He got what he asked for. Now he's on a run. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this bullshit right now. Niggas, like, Swamp Boy's bullshit right now.
Yeah, he is.
Honestly, I love to see that shit, man. You know, I always want niggas from there to win. And right. We come from nothing. You know what I'm saying? So,
as an MC, do you ever have that moment like, damn, I'm glad I battled this motherfucker when I did?
Yeah, a lot of times.
who's your main people where it's like, yo, I'm glad I battled them when I did? Because
Free the Wave, I'm glad I battled Surf when I did. I'm glad I ain't get this motherfucking new Focus Surf. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit, there's so many guys, bro, that I can be like, damn, I'm glad I ain't get this. I'm glad, you know. Hell yeah, it's like, hell yeah, it's battles like that. Hell yeah. I'd be like, shit, I'm glad I got this nigga early. He's on the tail right now. I'm glad I got my shit out the way.
Right. Tougher battle for you personally. Tougher challenge, that is. T-Rex at Urban Plaza or Calico in Detroit?
Calico in Detroit.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like Detroit would be more biased.
I battled T-Rex at Urban Plaza and won.
That's a fact. That's a
I battled him at Urban Plaza and won. And he's a motherfucker in there.
He's a motherfucker.
That was a classic battle, though.
Yeah.
Was that a classic battle to me, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was a motherfucker in there, bro.
That was a hell of a battle.
He ain't no playing with me. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, Calico in Detroit is like, it's different, bro. That's like their Mook or their Lux. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's different.
Your personal opinion as an MC, as an all-time great, in my opinion. Your thoughts on the Geechee Gotti Murder Mook situation? Like, did you feel like that was an uphill climb? Like, where it was like the deck was kind of stacked against Gotti.
Of course, bro. You battling Mook in New York, and not in New York. You battling in Manhattan, in his borough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like battling Geechee and Compton. We see how it went with Lux. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like battling Geechee and Compton or something like that. Like, that's going to be an uphill battle for anybody. So, battling Mook in Harlem, in Urban Plaza, well, not in Harlem, but in Manhattan, in Urban Plaza, that's an uphill battle, bro, for anybody. You know what I'm saying? Especially for an out-of-towner, especially being from the West Coast and so many things to play on and that he could get the crowd on his side, which he did, and he utilized it. You know what I'm saying? Things like R.I.P., you could mention the big shit like he did. That's always going to touch people's souls from 96, 97. That's going to touch souls, you know what I'm saying? So it was an uphill battle. Definitely for Geechee. Definitely, 100%. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who you had winning that battle?
I had Mook winning that battle. 2-1 Mook. I think I might have Geechee in the second. I believe it was the second round. I'm not sure, but I had Mook in the third. You know, he just took over the energy and I feel like the big shit set the tone with the crowd from the first round. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like, I ain't gonna say it was a fixed fight, but it was like, it's like the odds are in his favor.
Right. You was able to, out the gate, I think, make an impact on URL. You know what I'm saying? Like, just early out the gate, we kind of saw the skill level and stuff, the poise coming in. Have you had the opportunity to see some of the new URL, like the Crucible guys or whatever? Like, or who do you think in general is dope as far as some of the new talent that you might be seeing out here?
Of course, Ken Slade. Of course, Bad News of Dogs. Shit, there's so many people, bro. So many new guys. I'm trying to think now. So many new guys that's ill. I just battled a nigga Saturday named Lino Brown. He was dope. There's so many people, bro. So many battle rappers nowadays, bro. And there's so many dope ones, man. That I really can't just pinpoint and be like, yo, he's the next star.
Right. But
now it's look, Kid Slade got a glow right now. And of course, I think Swamp got it right now.
Right.
I think it's a couple guys that's like doing their thing. And I'm not saying that Kid Slade and Swamp is Crucible level guys, but I'm just thinking of guys that's like doing their numbers right now.
Right.
So hard to pinpoint newer guys like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
T-Top, what's up with you at AWOL?
Man, scared.
Oh.
He's scared, bro. I've been trying to make that battle happen for 2 years, man. What
we wow. Doing?
Well, I got a bucket.
Would you like to be his premier battle on URL?
I told him that. I told him I'll be his first battle on URL. So, you know, spoke to the powers that be, and it just ain't happened, you know?
Man. Mm. Nah, that's one of those, man. I think, man. Damn.
I think we'll make a movie, bro. I'm keep it funky. I think we'll make a movie.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to really get your grizzly. You're gonna have to really get in your bed shit.
man, like, watch what I do, man.
Yeah.
Watch what I do. Like, if I get him, watch what I do.
Yeah. I think I asked Trez this question a minute ago, right? And I want to know, because you was around the formative years, like the vintage era, spit that heat wave, like y'all was working, right? Your top five all time out the South, according to T-Top, who do you got?
Chris Rothstein, Official. Chris Rothstein, Official. From the South, you got to think about the South, just the South. I'm gonna say, Chef Trez. Chef Trez, Loso's made a hell of an impact coming from the South.
Right, right. And, of course, you would include yourself, man. Right.
Yes, sir.
We're Bernhard enough.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I be following what
I'm saying. I appreciate you, King. My dog.
And then,
if I had to pick one more, I still got one more, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're talking about impacts, man. So many people, man. Like, you know, I don't want to make nobody mad, man. Shout out to Scotty. Shout out to all them guys.
Right.
So many people in the South, bro. But I would have to say, like, impact-wise, I think Swamp is making that impact right now.
Okay. Respect that. Yeah. I like that. Shout out to the fans. Everybody's in here, too. I got the link and everything. I'm going to put that in the chat so you guys some of y'all got questions for T-Top. You definitely can ask that. Like, remember our rules up here. Get off the McDonald's Wi-Fi. Camera horizontal. Turn the camera on. Be respectful, man, and wash your face, all right? So this is, man, look all – yeah, T-Top.
Don't wash your face.
Right? Yeah, wash your face. Yeah, like, we not
– T-Top, they asking if you on volume.
Maybe.
What code? I hope so.
Hey, did you get the opportunity to watch the Bags and Bodies premiere episode?
Yeah, I just watched it today, and I paid my $6 for it.
Right.
Today, and it was a motherfucking movie, bro. I was entertained the whole time. Shout out to motherfucking Hitman Holla.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Shout out to, man. That shit dope, bro. That shit dope. That shit kicking slaughter, total slaughter ass.
Already, right? Already,
bro. Yeah, that shit dope, bro. That shit.
The aspects of it, like, because I was watching it and I'm like, man, this is beyond just battle rap. This is just an interesting TV show. Like, what were some of the takeaways that you got from, like, the first episode as far as how it's set up?
It was just raw, bro. It showed raw talent. It showed the challenges. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way the challenges are implemented, yo, 2 hours to do this, yo, it was topic-based. This, it just shows the creativity that we all got, you know what I'm saying? And that we all could put forth if we try, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad it took a TV show to show it, because these are guys that who might not have the biggest catalogs or might not have the biggest names or profiles, and they're showing you what they can do in small amounts of time and live together and, you know what I'm saying, through the ups and downs, and I'll be there to try to get one goal. You know what I'm saying? It was dope to me, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I was hooked. I'm running shit back. I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Would you ever do, like, say, obviously the prize is way bigger. Would you ever do something like that? Like a reality TV show than this, like Bags and Bodies type setting?
Hey, yeah. I mean, I would definitely go up there and do appearances and shit like that, like how Rock and shit. I would definitely love to go up there and do it, shit like that. But nah, I don't, not where I'm at in my career. I don't think I would do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't think it makes sense for me. You know?
Yeah, it'd have been dope as an appearance, because I think
the appearance would have been crazy too.
Oh, hell yeah, man! Hell yeah, you know, Rock was crazy. John Jett, I was going crazy.
Ill Will.
Yo, they almost won that shit, dog.
They almost got it, Tom. Yeah.
Yo, it's still when they dropped the ball at the end. Yo. It was a wrap, sucker. They shit was dope, bro.
It was, man. It was fire.
I ain't gonna tell y'all too much, man. Y'all gonna get that Bags and Bodies premiere, man. Oh, y'all gonna watch that shit, bro. Like,
so let's play the game.
Very entertaining.
Yo, T-Tot is dope, man. And like I said, I mean, yo, shout out to Hitman for that. Coastal Rain TV, go get that. All right. Mm-hmm. And let's get to the game. Underrated, overrated, fire, or trash. That's the game that we like to play up here. We'll give you a noun. That's the person, place, or thing. You tell us if it's underrated, overrated, fire, and trash. Some of this will be battle rap related. Some of this will not be. All right. Underrated, overrated, fire, or trash. Saint.
Saint
from LA.
Underrated. I like Saint.
Okay.
Underrated, overrated, fire, or trash. Let me AWOL.
That's a good one. I'm gonna go with fire because that's a good one. But I'm
going
to go with fire on that one. I think
he's
fire.
Okay.
Because do I get to go? Do I get to elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, you can. You can. Absolutely. Yeah.
I would say I'm going to just leave it at fire because he's so dope. And I definitely, the trash part didn't come to mind, but overrated and underrated, kind of like, you know, you got to think about everything that goes in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Is he underrated? Like, is he overrated because he's never performed on a level that we had to perform on and things like that? And all of that shit comes into a play. But at the end of the day, I feel like, so I'm going to go with fire on that.
Okay. Underrated, overrated, fire, or trash? We're going to go with Sheet Happens.
Y'all ain't shit.
I know. We've been doing this for a while, T-Top. Yeah.
Y'all ain't shit. She happens. Maybe. Damn, I like She, man. That's my nigga, man. Maybe overrated?
Why is that?
It's just me. I don't know if I'm all the way sold on the style.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's he got some, he be having some bars in there, but I don't know if I'm sold on the style.
Okay.
You know?
Did you see him first hustle?
Yeah, hell yeah. I was there.
Okay. Oh, who you have for that one?
I had Hustle 2-1.
Okay.
I had Hustle 2-1. I had Hustle first round, She had the second, and Hustle third.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to both of them, though, man. See, y'all don't make me seem like I don't like She.
Nah, they know the game. Everybody know the game.
That's okay.
Yeah, listen, that's okay. That's okay because, you know what I'm saying, that he's not, you know, he's talented and stuff, but I get the argument. Like, I was kind of like.
I'll be around She, you know what I'm saying, but yeah. I would say that rap overrated.
Okay.
Next. Let's do that.
Yeah. Underrated, overrated, fire, trash. Kid Chaos.
Stop, man. I'm trying to think of which one. Like, I don't know.
Okay. You don't know.
I like him. I like Kid Chaos. I like KKOs.
Is it the same as the last one where you not quite?
No, I never heard somebody say I don't know before though. Yeah, that's the first.
Yeah.
Keep it real, man. I don't know. Right. But I like KKOs and I like watching him battle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you, it's like, so if you ask me, yo, is he fire and trash? I'd be like, nah, he fire. You know what I'm saying? But when you add other elements, it's like, y'all got to think. You feel me? Everything that comes with it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I like him. Fire. Fuck it.
Underrated, overrated, fire or trash? I don't know if you've been listening lately, but Nas, King Disease 3.
Fire. Shout out Hit Boy. Shout out Nas. Y'all motherfuckers made a joint. Oh,
that shit fire.
Talk about it.
They made a joint, gang.
That might be one of my favorite albums this year.
Yeah, definitely, bro. It's definitely top five or in that top conversation or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know. But it's there, bro. It's the best King Disease. I feel like he has some dope flows, dope pockets. The concepts, okay, we're getting more crazy concepts. It took me back when he had the, remember back in the day he had the song where he did everything reverse?
Yeah, rewind. Yeah, tough.
Took me back to that bag. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, this the Nas we wanted to hear. This the Nas we've been feeding for. This the Nas we love. So shout out to Nas, man. And even though it was a new Nas, it gave us that vintage feel.
Can't beat that. Polo, go ahead, bro.
Underrated, overrated, fire, trash. The Charlotte Hornets.
Fire. Fire, nigga.
Yeah. Top. What are you talking about? That was the loudest I heard.
Fire. Yeah. Fire.
Nah, we good, man. Let's get ice, talk.
Yeah. We give it ice. So, yo, T-Top, man, it's your world, man. We appreciate your time and things like that. I'm going to give you the ISO so you can talk to the fans, let them know more about the EP, how they can follow you if they not, and things like that, man. It's on you, all right?
Yo, man, what's going on, y'all, man? So, look, right? I just dropped the EP called No More Apologies. Great music. It's a more in-depth look at T-Top and my life. You know how I came into battle rap and I was speaking more on my life and my personal things and shit like that and what the fans grew to love me for. It's like that, but in music. You know what I'm saying? So that's the feel of the project. Y'all go support that. Y'all go run the numbers up. It's everywhere you get your music at, whether it's Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify, YouTube. You can play it on YouTube, Amazon Music, wherever you get your music at. I need y'all to go play that, go stream that, go download that. No More Apologies. And let me know what your favorite track is, man. DM me on Instagram, man. Play a video. Record yourself playing your favorite track from the album. I'll repost it and tag you in. You know what I'm saying? Let's just make this shit bigger than life, you know?
No doubt, man. No doubt. T-Top, man. Appreciate your time as always, my brother. You know what I mean? Be safe. Yeah. Keep elevating and things like that, man. Mm-hmm. We done been here since the old days. You know what I'm saying? Like. You know what I mean? We've been here. Thanks. You know what I mean? So it's good to see that, brother, and keep doing your numbers, all right? Oh, I think he might have froze. Hold on. All right, Top, man. Salute the T-Top, man.
Yes, sir.
Salute the Carolina, man. Salute the Haymaker. Salute the Haymaker Studio. You know what I mean? Like, we...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is how it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? You got to continuously level up. And, you know, he's still got a passion to be on the court and stuff like that. But, you know, I want to shout that out and make sure I get that No More Apologies. Very different pocket from T-Top. I didn't expect that. I didn't. First track, help. Didn't expect that. Chorus is crazy. You feel what I'm saying? So definitely big respect to him, man. But Polo, man, it's been a hell of a week. Listen,
man. It's been crazy, man. I got to catch up.
Hell of a weekend, man. I seen you outside, big coat on with Pap. In the, you know,
oh, yeah, man. Crow 23 was a movie, man. Definitely was fire. Y'all, listen, man. I'm smoking the Godmother right now. 7 grams. I think I'm down to 2 grams.
Man. You smoke like Jamaican on belly. Like, that's... You all right, bro?
You know, I'm a smoker, nigga. I'm bro, good. It's going to take 3 of these to put me down.
That's a COVID era blunt. Remember?
When oh, yeah, those, nah. It, I mean, it's about standard. It's about standard of what I smoke anyway. Stuff to Paul.
Yo, man, listen, man. And I want to give a big shout again, man, to Bags and Bodies, man. We're going to talk about it in full length on the show and stuff like that. But, bruh, I done already got so many lines. Like, niggas. You can't fight me. Like,
Yeah, what? I got, I'm finna watch the full episode. I seen like the first 10 minutes, but I gotta watch the full one.
Oh man, Snake Eyes, Bad News at the end, the challenges, the 5-on-5-on-5.
Like, it's an hour long, right?
Yo, it's about 90 minutes. Just
90 minutes?
Yeah,
90. It's an hour and 30?
Because they trying to give you a whole like smorgasbord of everything that was going on. An hour and
30 though?
It's like a pilot episode, but it's like a preview type episode showing you little occurrences and things like they don't give you everything. You see what I'm saying? So they might show you a little piece of a battle or a piece of a challenge or whatever, but it's enough to be like, oh, I see where they're going with this. It's some innovative stuff, man. Like Hitman is doing this stuff the right way. And I looking at the confessionals and all that, we just look good as a culture. That's the one thing is like beyond the the competition and all that. I like for us to look good. You see what I'm saying? I can show this to people for real. I'm like, yo, here it is. This is the creativity that comes with battle rap, some of the personalities and stuff like that. And just to see that was crazy. And one other thing too, man. Tay Rock, Mike Tyson might have to see.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about that earlier. He went crazy on him. I ain't gonna lie. He went crazy on him.
Yo.
He kind of went crazy on Mike Tyson. I'm like, damn, what Mike Tyson? Mike Tyson might steal you.
Yeah, yeah. That was great, man. So
he said when he get up, he's shooting him. I was like, right. Yep. That's about right.
Shout out to that, man. That's gonna show a lot, man. So shout out to all the contestants as well. Coastal Rain, man, $6, man. You got $6. Anyways, Black Compass Media, big salute to everybody. Make sure y'all follow us. Make sure y'all hit us up on Black Compass BCM on Twitter. Join the Discord as well. We don't know how long Twitter going to be around, so join the Discord.
Join the Discord. Join the Patreon.
Because Elon is doing much. Yeah.
The Patreon, listen, man, I'm about to put the pressure on Posey for that story time. Oh, so yeah. join that Patreon, yeah. We here.
The 2K and Madden tournaments are on the way. So I'm just trying to get the flyer together. Want to get the bracket together.
We should do a Pro-AM league. We should do a Black Compass Pro-AM rec league for 2K. We should do that.
That's fire. Absolutely. Yeah. Let's do it. I got the money already earmarked for this. So we're going to have a prize for it and all that. And we'll stream it. Shout out to all of y'all, man. Yeah,
if niggas want to do a regular, we could do like a season. So what you can do, I think you could I gotta check it, but you could create an online league and have everybody join, pick their teams, and niggas could do trades, do all that, and you could do like a season.
Yeah, no, I'm with it. Yeah,
do like 20 games, something, 10 games, 20 games.
Okay, big shout to that, man, and shout out to all of y'all. Y'all be safe. Let us know what y'all think, man. We up out of here, Black Compass Media. Peace.
Yes, sir.